Quick disclaimer before we begin. This podcast is intended to inspire and motivate you based on real events. This is a safe space and a no judgment zone. Let's build our tribe. Let's pray. Our Father, in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For your kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Dear Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning and allowing us another chance at life to seek your glory. Thank you for blessing me with the confidence to share my thoughts, the wisdom for the right words to say, and allowing my story to be a light in someone's life. Thank you for blessing us with a roof over our head, clothes on our backs, and the ability to see, hear, and walk. I pray that you cover my listeners and open their minds to help understand themselves better. Dear Lord, I pray that you bless them with the wisdom, the courage, the consistency, and the persistency to keep going. I pray that you meet every need according to your will and purpose. Heal the sick and continue to guide our ways. Dear Lord, I pray that you blanket this world with peace. I pray that you remove any doubt from our minds that the enemy is using to cloud our judgment by walking in a journey of seeking you. Dear Lord, you get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. You are worthy in all you do and continue to do in our lives. And for that, I am grateful. Dear Lord, this is your day, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. When two or three is gathered, you are in the midst. Dear Lord, only you know the plans you have for us. Plans to prosper us, not to harm us. Plans to give us hope and a future. Dear Lord, you are the lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Make any crooked ways straight. Dear Lord, you said, ask and we shall receive. Seek and we shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Good morning, Naked family, and welcome back to another episode of Fearless Minds. I hope you guys are enjoying this series so far. If so, again, you know what to do. Please share it with your loved ones who you feel it'll help. Today, I just want to start by saying, if the enemy can't keep you from coming to the word, he wants to contaminate the word you get. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 4 says, man should not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. I quoted this verse already, as you know, in an earlier episode, but this metaphor is important because it explains God's word as being food. And if you mishandle the word, it can potentially cause food poisoning, which symbolizes what can happen if you mishandle the word when you're not applying it to your everyday life. It can allow the enemy to cause disruption when not consumed at the proper time. God has given us the power to give us a future that aligns with the plans he has for our life. So with his power, followed by his principles, we need to know it's about to get better. Because his principles lead to his promises, and the avenues lead to improvement. However, it's important to know that one of the avenues of the enemy is if the enemy can't keep you from possessing something, he will keep you from properly perceiving what you already possess. Meaning, if he can't stop God from giving it to you, he will block your awareness of it so you don't use it. In Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask, think, according to the power that worketh in us. Sometimes we have the tendency to pursue shortcuts, which can lead to failure, and the enemy uses failure as a weapon to ruin your confidence. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 through 37 also says, cast not away your confidence, for it has a great reward. The enemy wants to use your failure from your past to intervene with your confidence in the now. He wants us to be focused on what didn't work so that we lose focus on what can work. Therefore, we need to celebrate God's no, because there's a reason why things don't work out the way we planned it to. It can either be to protect us, or it can mean God has something bigger. So when God doesn't answer the way we want him to, it gives us the opportunity to grow more trust in him. Because at the end of the day, God always has our best interest. We are on this earth for his glory. When certain prayers don't get answered, it's not a rejection. Keep praying and view it as an invitation for sacred assumption, meaning to assume the good of God and do not fill that space with disappointment. Sacred assumptions fill in the blanks that we don't have in our day-to-day lives. When we get rejected or fail at something, it's easy to assume God isn't with us or mad at us. Sacred assumptions is assuming biblical expectations of God. Therefore, when we fail or get rejected by someone or something, or get hurt or do something wrong, in that moment, we need to assume that God is still good and still with us and isn't done. That God can still use us no matter how broken we are. It's assuming sacred things of God and not bad things of God. When we are not seeing the things we ask of God, we need to decide whether or not we allow it to intimidate us to not ask for more, or being indicated that even though we don't see it, that God has something else beyond our understanding. Mapping out your timeline of all the things that impacted you over the years, starting from childhood, will help you determine where the enemy started to plan out that lie. Some experiences we bury and don't even remember that the enemy spoke those thoughts of unbelief, and we carry it along the way not knowing it slows down our ability to grow and goes further than God intended for us. What I want you to take from today's message is find out where or what were your vulnerable moments where you started to believe you weren't good enough, and allowing God to speak over those experiences. Your assignment attracts attacks. The attack is not against you, it's attracted to the assignment God has for you. I'm going to close today's message out with a prayer. Dear Lord, I pray that today's message falls upon good soil and that the lost comes home. Dear Lord, I pray that you plant a seed of hope and that their ears be opened and stirred up of good faith. Dear Lord, you said you would never leave or forsake us. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, and can do all things exceedingly and abundantly. So it is so. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for tuning back into another episode. Please be sure to follow me on all platforms at It's Quadesha, and that's spelled out ItsQuadesha. My brand at Naked Body and Skincare, the podcast at My Fearless Mindset for all updates, and my YouTube channel, Quadesha D. If you want to support my brand, use code FEARLESS23 for 20% off. And don't forget to tune back into another episode next Monday. If you have any testimonies or questions you'd like me to share on my podcast, please don't hesitate to email me at fearlessminds.23@gmail.com. Thank you in advance for your continued support. And always remember to walk by faith and not by sight.